News release. Salvation Army Cambridge. For the first time, the City of Cambridge is flying the Salvation Army Cambridge Community Services flag outside City Hall to mark the beginning of the organization's annual Christmas Kettle campaign. The flag will fly for 3 days as a reminder to the public that the Salvation Army is a force for good in the city and a place of help and hope for everyone in the community. It will come down before the formal kettle kickoff event at Cambridge Centre Mall this Saturday at 2 p.m. For 134 years, the Salvation Army have placed their iconic red kettles in stores and malls across Canada. The purpose of which is to raise crucial funds from the public to support the myriad of social services programs they provide to help those less fortunate in our society. For many, the sight of a Salvation Army Christmas kettle is truly the signal that the holiday season is upon us. The kettle campaign is the Salvation Army's only major annual fundraising activity in the city of Cambridge. Last year, around $150,000 was raised, which was short of the organization's $200,000 target. This meant that programs were run at a deficit, something the organization cannot afford to do again next year. That is why support from the public is so crucial. Concern is also high that the current postal workers' strike will impact the flow of donations received through the mail in the run-up to Christmas. So, if it is your normal practice to mail in a donation at this time of year, please make the extra effort to put it in a kettle or post it as soon as the mail strike is over. One-off or regular donations can also be made online at donate.salvationarmy.ca. How the money raised from the kettle campaign is used. A. Christmas Toy Mountain Campaign. Each Christmas, the Army supplies toys, gifts to around 3,000 children in Cambridge from ages 0 to 16. Most of the toys are donated from the public, but inevitably a fair amount of toys, gift cards still need to be purchased each year. B. Also, during the Christmas season, the Army physically visit over 900 senior citizens living in various seniors' residences across the city to provide them with a small Christmas gift. Often their brass band will accompany the visitors to play carols. C. The Salvation Army Food Bank in Cambridge started in 1976, when initially they gave out food vouchers. The transition to giving out actual food happened in 1982. Today, the Army provides groceries to approximately 420 households, 1,200 individuals, every month. This makes them the second largest and oldest food bank in the city. And, sadly, their clientele continues to grow. D. They operate a free emergency clothing bank. People can come for free seasonally appropriate clothing, including footwear and winter coats. Of course, the clothing is usually secondhand, but the intention is simply to ensure that individuals can dress for the prevailing weather conditions. The Salvation Army currently does not operate a thrift store in Cambridge, so all clothing is given away free. E. Every August, September, the Army in Cambridge run a back-to-school supplies program. They usually supply up to 400 kids with new backpacks, pens, pencils, rulers, etc. But a small supply is always kept on hand, year-round, in case a child needs them out of season. F. Every summer, the Army sends 20 underprivileged kids from Cambridge to summer adventure camp for a free one-week holiday. Not only do they pay for the child's placement in the camp, but they also hire a school bus to transport them there and back. These holidays often prove to be transformative for the kids, with lifelong skills and friendships formed. G. Various community meals. The Army operates a kids' feeding program on Thursday evenings. Presently, 20 to 30 community kids come for a free hot meal. Some stay for free music lessons, but the kids are free to leave after eating if they choose to. The Army is also involved with the Cambridge Neighborhood Table partnership, where they provide food and extras for each of the three locations where CNT currently provide community meals. H. For 3 years now, the Army has run Operation Hope in Cambridge, OHC, a mobile feeding and resource program for the unsheltered in the community. As happens in many other towns and cities across the country, once a week the Army's Emergency Disaster Services truck travels to several encampments and serves a hot meal, a hot drink, and a sweet treat or fresh fruit to the residents. Some basic personal care items are also provided, like new socks, underwear, toiletries, seasonally appropriate clothing, etc. Referrals to other agencies can be made for help with issues out of the Army's scope of assistance. The intent of this program is not to make the unsheltered content in their squalor, rather it is to help them survive their harsh living conditions. I. Emotional, spiritual care. At the client's request, the Army will provide pastoral counseling, offering a listening ear as clients process their worries or personal circumstances. J. Special events. Periodically, the Army will organize a special event for their clients. These can take many different forms. For example, last July they organized a purse party, when 140 women received a new, to them, purse, complete with contents, whilst enjoying food and fun together in a party atmosphere. In the run-up to Christmas, the Army will be hosting a free breakfast with Santa event, for parents who can't afford to take their kids to see the mall Santa. These types of activity are necessary because people in poverty enjoy fun too, but often can't afford to access it. K. Ad hoc services. Among other things, the Army in Cambridge can give out vouchers to the Salvation Army's thrift store in Kitchener, if people need clothing that can't be provided locally or if they need small household items, etc. Occasionally, larger furniture items can be acquired and, possibly, delivered. They will also consider helping with strange or unique situations that no other agency caters for. As can be seen from this list, a lot is done with the funds raised from the cattle campaign. But more could be done with more resources. When the new Salvation Army facility on Shade Street is completed, it is planned to offer newcomer programs, drop-in facilities, an on-site Cambridge neighborhood table, community meal, life skills classes, and a program called Pathway of Hope, a case management program designed to assist people get themselves out of poverty. Captain Darren Woods, Executive Director for the Salvation Army Cambridge Community Services, says, "Thank you for supporting our Christmas cattle campaign, in the many different ways that you do. Your financial donations or donations of your volunteered time help us to continue giving hope today in this great city. Our promise is to always do whatever we can to make Cambridge a better place to live for all of our citizens. God bless you." If you would like to volunteer or just to know more about programs, services, or donating, please contact Captain Darren at 519-623-2520 or email darren.woods@salvationarmy.ca.